the Supremes, I Hear a Symphony. 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite as we celebrate 69 years in broadcasting and 69 years of music. Have to play that one. And in the studio, we have Michael Ness with the Holland Symphony Orchestra. Hello, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm great.
It's really nice to meet you, and I know I've seen you before because you've been around town and whatnot. This is really cool. You guys are going to be doing a free, family-friendly concert. It's part of Holland Symphony Orchestra's Gift of Music Month, and I have to say, there's a lot going on in the world right now,
That's right.
Everybody has a different opinion about everything else, and music brings people together.
That's right.
It does.
That's right. That was the whole goal of this, this August music month is to put on five events, three of which are free, to bring the community together, to unite them, to share, and to enjoy something that, that really connects people, which is music of all different types.
It does. It's amazing to me. You can you just put people in a room, and they can vary on everything, and then you start that music, and everybody becomes one. And I think this is something that's really needed. I love this idea. Now, what kind of music will be performing with the orchestra?
Sure. So last weekend we had the violinist Midori in a back-to-back classical concerts at our new home in, at West Ottawa Performing Arts Center. Then we went to Cullen Park and had Grupo Supernova, which is...
Nice.
Yeah, it's a cumbia. It's a cumbia band. So having a full orchestra with the cumbia band in Cullen Park. And then this last event that's going to be this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock is going to have Peter and the Wolf, which is a family... A really great concert to introduce families to the different instruments of the orchestra.
Yes, and that's really important, too, I think. And it's what's really cool is you'll have some baked goods, snacks for the kids from Marlene Buller's local bakery, Frosted Memories.
Yeah.
And this is interesting. A portion of each purchase benefits Holland Symphony Orchestra's education programs.
Correct.
I didn't know you had education programs.
Yeah.
What are those all about?
You know, they've become rather robust. We have three youth orchestra ensembles. Mm-hmm. So we have two string ensembles for younger kids, and then for the high schoolers, and a full orchestra of youth, a full youth orchestra. So the Holland Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Very cool.
And so those programs really introduce kids to playing live music together as an ensemble.
Sure.
And then we also do a link-up program, and link-up is where we actually go into the schools to fourth-grade classrooms, and they learn music and all the different instruments in the orchestra, and then it culminates in a full concert where they bring their recorders and they actually play with the orchestra. They're in the audience, and the orchestra's up
this.
On the... Yeah, so the idea is since you know budgets are being slashed everywhere for music education,
I know.
The idea is what can Holland Symphony do to continue to bring music to these kids' lives, right? And a big portion of the kids are from underserved communities, so they would never be able to see a full orchestra perform or have these types of lessons. So
exactly.
That's why we figured we're going to direct a lot of these donor dollars to our education program.
I love this. Are you a musician?
Yes.
I knew it. I could tell. He's got you got sheet music right in front of you. What do you play?
Yeah, I actually was a singer in college, Renaissance and Baroque choral music, and then I had to learn the pipe organ for three or four years, right?
Really?
Because I was studying Bach and who really wrote a lot of their music on the keyboard. I love it. I've done it ever since I was probably 10 years old was my first music lesson.
And that leads me to this question, because there's lots of moms and dads listening right now on their way to work or at the office already. They have kids that want to pick up an instrument.
Yep.
I've always encouraged kids to do that. What would you say if a young kid has been in band, you know, all 6-7 years and wants to go get a music degree?
Yeah. Yeah,
we still need people to teach music, don't we?
100%.
Yeah.
I'd say the start is finding a youth orchestra or an ensemble where they can start practicing and playing with others. Because that's really where the foundation of live performance comes from.
Yeah.
And they make it fun because you're with your friends, you're with people your own age, right? And it's not a huge commitment. Like some of these sports really eat up people's times. It's not a huge commitment, and the return is that you get to learn a gift of music that will last your whole lifetime.
That's amazing. I absolutely love it. Tell us a little bit about the West Ottawa Performing Arts Center. That's brand new.
So brand new.
Okay.
Just opened a year ago, and it is a 1,000-seat concert hall.
Okay.
And it is really suited for us because of the size. 1,000 seats is perfect for mm-hmm. for our orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has the technology, SoundCloud technology, meaning you can move panels in the ceiling to push
Ooh.
The sound out, right, to adjust the sound.
That's so cool.
It's got all the bells and whistles of a brand new performing arts.
Wow.
And there's plenty of parking. The seats are bigger.
That's
so
nice.
There's more leg room.
Sure.
We have a lot more ADA seating.
That's
so
wonderful.
Some of our senior centers and retirement centers can come, and we can accommodate them. Bus parking. Really, it has everything we need. So we're really excited to partner and have a new home. And it's very centrally located, right? You
mm-hmm.
can either go from Grand Haven and it's a 15-minute drive,
yeah, it's
or
not
it's
that
an 11-minute drive north of Holland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect spot for us to do all of our concerts. We do 4 classical.
Mm-hmm.
We do a pops. We do a double holiday concert in December.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to offer everyone.
I love this. Tell me a little bit more about the Holland Symphony Orchestra. How many people are in the orchestra?
Sure. Okay. So it started in the 90s.
It did?
As a community orchestra. So they weren't paid. And then
wow.
as the orchestra got better and better and bigger, we started paying per performance and per rehearsal, which
Very
is what
nice.
We do now.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is that their sound is comparable to some of these other big neighbors that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we're non-union. So these are community members. These are doctors, lawyers, your neighbor, your dentist, right? These
yeah.
are people who you see out in the community, yet they're making music at a level which is astonishing.
That's amazing.
Right.
I absolutely love this. So we'll have to
yeah.
bring you in again as we
yeah.
get closer to the holidays and whatnot. I didn't. Is there a website for the Holland?
You bet. HollandSymphony.org.
Okay.
Yeah, HollandSymphony.org. And you know, this coming weekend is a free concert.
Yeah,
so
I love it.
You can just walk in the door and come.
Yeah.
And the first half is going to be Peter and the Wolf,
mm-hmm.
which introduces you to all the different instruments.
Right.
Because
right. Right.
Each instrument is a character.
It is.
In story.
Yeah.
Right. And then the second half is Mozart, and you've got Haydn, and you've got Bach. So
wow.
stuff that's really digestible for people who aren't classical music aficionados. So I hope that people bring their families to enjoy this because it's a free concert
yeah.
in a brand new venue.
I love
at
this.
2 o'clock on a Saturday.
I might be there. I love this.
There
I'm all about
go.
This. This is awesome. All right. Since you're a musician, I have to ask,
sure.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, I'm
Come
always going
to
go with the singer-songwriter, right, because of the fact that the Beatles songs are so poetic.
I know.
They really express humanity mm-hmm. in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So while a drummer and keyboard
mm-hmm.
were my kind of things,
mm-hmm.
I still think that I have to go with the songwriter himself.
Would,
the man.
Would be Lennon
yeah,
or McCartney?
Of course. Well,
John Lennon.
Lennon.
John Lennon.
I don't know. He resonates yeah. more with me.
He does with, yeah.
yeah.
He does with me, too.
Yeah.
I always ask
Lennon
our guests who your favorite Beatle is. It's
right.
just, see, the Symphony Orchestra
hard,
could do a Beatle night.
So
well,
yeah.
I do a Beatle break at 7:15 every weekday. And so I read about the different Beatles and what they've done. But
yeah.
they were like one of the hardest working bands. They would spend 13, 14, 15 hours
yeah,
in the studio.
Non-stop.
I mean, how fast they were able to push stuff out. It's so
yeah.
nice to meet you, Michael
Thank
Ness.
Thank you for having me.
What is your title with the Holland Symphony Orchestra?
President and CEO.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
When's the last time you picked up an instrument and played?
I actually play frequently.
You do?
Right, at
cool.
weddings
cool.
and all
okay.
sorts of stuff
okay,
like that.
Cool.
And every now and then, karaoke, you better watch out. I'll do it. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, I will put this interview on our podcast section, right. and then I'll do a story tomorrow. But the free event is at 2 o'clock tomorrow. A part of Holland
Saturday.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Saturday.
I'm thinking
yep.
it's Friday.
That's okay.
Part of Holland Symphony Orchestra's Gift of Music. And you will see people just mesmerized, and everyone comes together. Madonna did a song called Music, and one of the lines is, music makes the people come
oh,
together,
yeah.
and it does. It really
yeah,
does. Thanks 100%. For being here.
Thank you for having me.